from our Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 17, Punishment and Reward of Kali. Text 2. Vrisham
Vrinala
Dhavalam
Dhavalam
Mihantam
Mihantam
Iva
Iva
Vibhyatam
Vibhyatam
Vepamanam
Vepamanam
Vada Ekena
Ekena
Siddhantam
Siddhantam
Shudrataditam
Shudrataditam
Vrisham Mrinala Dhavalam
Vrisham Mrinala Dhavalam
Mehantam Iva Vibhyatam
Mehantam Iva Vibhyatam
Vepamanam Padaikena
Vepamanam Padaikena
Siddhantam Shudrataritam
Siddhantam Shudrataritam
Vrisham Mrinala Dhavalam
Vrisham Mrinala Dhavalam
Mehantam Iva Vibhyatam
Mehantam Iva Vibhyatam
Vepamanam Padaikena
Vepamanam Padaikena
Siddhantam Shudrataritam
Siddhantam Shudrataritam
Vrisham Mrinala Dhavalam
Vrisham Mrinala Dhavalam
Mehantam Iva Vibhyatam
Mehantam Iva Vibhyatam
Vepamanam Padaikena
Vepamanam Padaikena
Siddhantam Shudrataritam
Siddhantam Shudrataritam
Vrisham
Mrinala Dhavalam
Mehantam
Iva Vibhyatam
Vepamanam
Padaikena
Siddhantam
Shudrataritam
Vrisham Mrinala Dhavalam
Vrisham Mrinala Dhavalam
Mehantam
Iva Vibhyatam
that he was standing on one leg, trembling and urinating. The next symptom of the age of Kali is that principles of religion, which are all spotlessly white, like the white lotus flower, will be attacked by the uncultured Shudra population of the age. They may be descendants of Brahmana or Kshatriya forefathers, but in the age of Kali, for want of sufficient education and culture of Vedic wisdom, such a Shudra-like population will defy the principles of religion, and persons who are religiously endowed will be terrified by such men. They will declare themselves as adherents of no religious principles, and mainly isms and cults will spring up in Kali Yuga only to kill the spotless bull of religion. The state will be declared to be secular or without any particular principle of religion, and as a result there will be total indifference to the principles of religion. Citizens will be free to act as they like without respect for sadhu, shastra, and guru. The bull standing on one leg indicates that the principles of religion are gradually diminishing. Even the fragmental existence of religious principles will be embarrassed by so many obstacles, as if in the trembling condition of falling down at any time. Vishambha nalam dhavalam mehantam eva bibhidam vepamanam padaikena siddhantam shudhatarikam. Well, this is an indication of what to expect in Kali Yuga, because this is the personality of Kali himself. And he's beginning the age with the most offensive activity of beating the cow and the bull. Well, that sets the stage for the rest of the age. This is the Yuga Adharma, the best way to disregard religious principles is to kill the cow and the bull. Then you don't have to worry about anything, because you won't have a sufficient brain to understand religious principles. And the cow is the mother, the bull is the father, because the bull provides grains. But we've traded in the bull for the tractor. Now the tractor is our father. That means that the factory is our heritage. We have inherited the factory, Uga Karma. And in order to maintain the tractor, you have to have oil. In order to have oil, you have to flatter certain people. And there's also a shortage of oil. It's limited, it's not unlimited. So, the whole situation is very precarious. To maintain the status quo of this irreligious lifestyle, there will be all kinds of sinful activity, more and more sinful, and wars and fighting, and there will be no end. And don't expect that there will be a nice meeting, a summit meeting, and they'll work it all out. You can forget that. There's no working it out, because they're not willing to surrender and submit themselves to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna gives the peace formula in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktanam Jagatapasam Sarvalokamaheshwaram Suriram Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Shantimichyate. He says, the first thing is Bhoktanam Jagatapasam. Every austerity and every sacrifice should be done as an offering to Vishnu, for Vishnu's pleasure. Now many people say that they're doing things on behalf of God, they're performing austerities for God. But one cannot just concoct Shruti Shruti Puranadi Pancharatram Vinim Vitna Aikantiki Harir Bhaktir Upataya Mukalpate. One has to consult the scriptures such as the Shruti and the Smriti and the Puranas. So-called religious principles causing violence to others. That's not religion. That's cheating. Therefore, Bhagavatam says, Dharma Kaita Paramo. Dharma, what is it? Dharma Projita Kaita Vota Paramo Namatsaranam Sutam. So, the cheating religions are rejected by Srimad Bhagavatam in the very beginning. Dharma Projita means kicked out. We're not talking about any so-called cheating religion here, where so many sinful activities are done in ignorance, in the so-called name of God. Just like, for example, it's not that this only applies to one group, it applies to everyone. Because you have the so-called good guys, and they have their good slaughterhouses for slaughtering millions and millions of innocent cows and bulls. So they're the agents of God. And then you have the bad guys, so-called bad guys, who are slaughtering them, the slaughterers. So how can you say this group is good, this group is bad? It's all bad. Everyone's wrong. Everyone's irreligious. Everyone's a sinful rascal. Because they don't know what the principles of religion are. Because they're not hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam. And they're not hearing from the representatives of the disciplic succession. Well, this is the major fault. Anhayatandar upaniyaman. The leaders are blind. The people are blind. And everyone's falling into the pit. And being destroyed. It's a very bad age. We were thinking, well, it's not so bad. Like, well, I'll call you. Maybe it's an over-exaggeration. It's not that bad. After all, we have so many nice things still. But it's not a nice age. And it gets worse. It's not that it wasn't that nice and now we're making it better with our New Age ethics. We're making everything better now. No. You visualize peace, all this stuff. All your visualization. It's simply hallucination. You're not going to have peace until there's only one way. And that is you have to surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. That means follow his instructions explicitly. Everything has to be done exactly according to him. Otherwise, there'll be destruction. And no one will be happy. Prayanao Paisaksabhya Kalavasman Yuge Janaha Mandasumanda Matayo Mandabhagya Yubutita. Most people are not even interested in spiritual principles. They don't even have 5 minutes to consider spiritual principles. They simply are interested in Dharma Artha Kama Moksha, and not even Dharma. Some people are interested in a little bit of so-called Dharma, but mostly they're just interested in Artha and Kama. No Dharma, no Moksha. They don't care about religion, and they don't care about salvation. Just enjoy for now. And enjoy, doesn't matter what you do even. Nunam pramatat kuru devi karma. Yarindriya pritaya apanoti. Doesn't matter, you can engage in the most sinful activities. Because science has given us the solution, namely, that everything is an accident. It all came about by a big chance bang. And it's life is simply a product of molecules and chemicals. And there's no supreme God, that means there's no right, there's no wrong, you can do whatever you like. Or whatever is acceptable by the group. The group decides what's right and what's wrong. But as you see, one group thinks that it's all right to do this, and another group thinks it's not all right to do that. And then who's to decide? So they'll never come to any conclusion. They'll never come to any peace. We're fighting over land that doesn't belong to us. It's God's land. Prabhupada said that there should be one world government. There shouldn't be all these little nations. Because one little nation will say, you can't come into my nation. Prabhupada said, no, everyone should be allowed to go everywhere in the world. Why should there be restrictions? Wherever people want to go and live, they should be able to go and live. Because it's not owned by you, it's owned by God. As long as they behave themselves properly, of course, it doesn't mean that someone can break all the laws of God and still be free. No. But if he behaves nicely, you should be able to go anywhere. Break down all these barriers. Because these barriers are based on what? Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam. They're based on upadis. The identification as being the body. And related with the land. I'm the body, and this is my land. And because we were born in this land, and we claim that this is ours. But how is it yours? It was here before you came. It'll be here when you're gone. And you simply give it a name, and you say it's ours. Just like this body. The body's not even yours either. So it's a very dangerous situation. And there's no other solution. We're so fortunate, Srila Prabhupada has given us 84 books to convince us there's no other solution in 7,000 lectures and hundreds of conversations convincing us again and again. There's no other solution other than Krishna consciousness. So we shouldn't have any high hopes. We have to do two things. One is, as Yudhisthira Maharaj told Pariksit, that my dear grandson, we're turning over the kingdom to you, but this is the age of Kali, so don't expect everything to be very nice. But he gave an analogy, he said, when it rains, you can't stop the rain, but you can, if you have an umbrella, you can keep dry. So you have to, first of all, have an umbrella. That means, first of all, take care of yourself. Make sure that you're following the principles of religion. The spotlessly white principles of religion. Make sure that you're not engaged in anything sinful. Don't be connected with anything sinful. Someone may say, oh, it's very difficult. Yes, it may be a little difficult for householders. For brahmacharis, it shouldn't be difficult at all. Because they're living in the ashram of the guru. All of our centers, by the way, are guru kulas. They're all ashrams of the guru, spiritual master. So they're just engaged in preaching and serving and chanting and study. And therefore, there's no sinful activity there. But some householder, just like I was visiting one place, and a lady, she was trying to be Krishna conscious, and we asked, so what is your occupation? She said, I work in a cafeteria. She has to cook in a cafeteria. So we know what that means. And it's very difficult because there's hardly any jobs. So if she gives up that job, then she won't have a job, no income. So it's difficult. Kali Yuga. It's an ocean of faults. But whatever position one is in, jnane prayasam udapasina mandeva, just stay in your position. That's alright. But Kaler Doshini Dei Rajan Asti Heka Mahangana Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambhaja. Just chant the holy name. Chant the Maha Mantra. If you do that, then Krishna will deliver you. You'll be delivered. And eventually, you'll be saved from those sinful activities. And of course, the more sincere you are, the more faith you have. Because it's only a lack of faith that we think I have to continue with sinful activities. How will I live without them? Who will supply for me? But if we have more faith, then we'll know, well, Krishna will supply it. Don't I think Krishna will take care of my necessities? Krishna isn't the supreme controller. Isn't he controlling everything? Ishvara Parama Krishna. Isn't he all cognizant? Doesn't he know my problems? Doesn't he know my needs? Ananyas chintayantomam yejana paripasate tesham nityabhyuktanam yogakshemam bahamyaham. He promises that he'll take care of all the necessities of his devotees. Well, do I have faith in Krishna or not? That's the question. So if I have faith, then I give up all sinful activities immediately. Immediately! Not that I have to hold on to a little bit of sinful activity, just, you know, out of, just to be sociable. I have to be sociable. No. If one has faith that Krishna is saying, you throw up your hands, just like Draupadi threw up her hands and said, okay, Krishna, it's totally beyond my control. She tried so many things to protect herself. She tried speaking. She was chastising everyone. All the elders there. She was correct. But her chastisements were falling on deaf ears and blind eyes. And she tried holding the sari herself, but that was not possible because the Kshatriya was very powerful. The demon was very powerful. She couldn't. So finally, she just called out, Krishna. There's no other shelter. Her husband, she appealed, how can you sit there and allow me to be dishonored like this? Husbands couldn't do anything. Biggest Kshatriyas on the planet. So that shows. Don't expect that your big army will save you. Don't expect that your big nuclear weapons or your big computers or your big social structure, nothing will save you. Only Krishna. And she came to that conclusion. And then Krishna saved her. And that Krishna always saves. Krishna told Arjuna that he should declare it boldly that my devotee is never vanquished. In other words, Krishna always protects his devotee. So we should, first thing is take care of ourselves, make sure we have the umbrella so we're not getting affected by the sinful age of Kali. And then the next thing is try to help others. To bring them under the umbrella. And if you bring them under the umbrella, then mysteriously the umbrella will grow. It'll get bigger. You don't even have to worry how to make it bigger. Just bring people under. Say, come on, come on, come on. And then the umbrella gets bigger and bigger. And more people can be saved. And we see that that's happening. Krishna consciousness movement is expanding all over the world. Because it's giving the real thing. There's no cheating. There's no bluffing. There's no artificial nonsense being taught. And those who are intelligent, they will also participate. They'll appreciate. It is said, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangasya Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Hisumesa. Can you open the window a little bit? That means that Krishna has appeared in this age again. We're very fortunate because Krishna appeared personally in the last age, not as the incarnation of Vishnu or something like that, but the original personality of Godhead himself, Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan, Ete Changsa Kalapung Sam, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. That Bhagavan Swayam, original source of everything, the Lord who expands as all the different incarnations and all the He has the Svangsa and the Vibhinamsa expansions, and Tadekatma expansions, and they're all coming from Krishna. The Leela avatars, the Guna avatars, the Purusha avatars, the Manvantara avatars, the Shaktavesh avatars, they're all coming from Krishna. That Krishna, he personally appeared in the last age, just at the end of the last age. Actually, the day Lord Krishna disappeared, that was the day Kali Yuga began. So, very close. But, as if that wasn't enough kindness, he agreed to come again. And this time, he came in a more, even more compassionate and more merciful. Namo Maha Varanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishmaya Krishna Chaitanya Navane Gaura Tishema. This time he came in a more compassionate mode or mood. And how did he do that? How can he be more compassionate than Krishna? Or Radha? Radha is more compassionate than Krishna. So he came in the mood of Radharani and the complexion of Radharani. And he's giving the highest transcendental bliss to the most fallen people of this age. And everyone's fallen. Kalo Shudra Shambhava. Everyone's born a Shudra. There's no high class people in Kali Yuga. Therefore, everyone is eligible to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And what did he teach? Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Chant the holy name of Krishna. This is the only dharma for this age. No other dharma will work. Just chant the holy name. Then you'll become purified. Otherwise, if you're so concerned about becoming the perfect brahmachari and the perfect grihastha and the perfect vanaprastha and the perfect sannyasi, then it'll take you many, many lifetimes. Because you can't be perfect in those things in Kali Yuga. Where's the perfect brahmachari now? Where's the perfect sannyasi? Where's the perfect grihastha? It's not possible. But by chanting, this chanting is so powerful. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevala. Talo nasteva, 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 gati nasita. This will remove all the impurities. It'll make everyone perfect by chanting. So, when people ask you, well, what do you suggest we do in the world? Because people will ask you now, more and more. Things are getting more and more, as described here, the word sidantam, terrifying, becomes terrifying. The cow is terrified, the bull is terrified, everyone's now terrified. So, what to do? Well, that's... This is the Bhagavatam giving the light. Krishna Sudamo Pagate Dharma Gyana Dibisaha Kalo Nastadishame Shapurana Kodi Nodita. Read Srimad Bhagavatam. Live Srimad Bhagavatam. And that means chant the holy name, study Srimad Bhagavatam, put it into practice, and then there can be peace in the world. But even if there's not peace in the world, that's alright. This place is not meant for peace, we know that. It's certified. Dukalayam Ashashvatam. Dukalayam means a place for suffering, a place for terror. This is the world of terror. I was telling someone the other day, he was saying, you know, he wanted peace and non-violence. And I said, then you have to go back to Godhead. You have to go back to Goloka Vrindavan. Let's see, you're not going to have it here. So you have to decide, do you really want peace and love? If you really want peace and love, then you have to chant Hare Krishna and go back to Goloka Vrindavan. And if you say you want peace and love, but you're not willing to even chant Hare Krishna, then stay here and see what you get. Because they like their love, but their love is not love, it's lust. And the opposite side of lust is anger. When lust is not fulfilled, then one becomes angry. And then one wants to terrorize. So, Kali was the first terrorist in this age. But he's not the last. There's many representatives, descendants have carried on. And we're also terrorists because we're terrorizing the bull and the cow and eating them. What kind of a world is this? So people ask you what to do. You don't have to think very deeply. You can simply say, we have to chant the holy name of the Lord. We have to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Individually and collectively. And Sankirtan means congregationally. The more people we can engage in chanting the holy names of the Lord. Are there any questions?
I have one question about the bull when he was asked why he's suffering. Something he was hesitant to reply.
It seems like because another blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord. Yes. So it seems like ultimately the Lord sanctions that the cows can be killed in the stage of color. Well, I guess you could say ultimately, in the ultimate issue, the Lord sanctions. Yes, he allows everyone to free will. You can blame him for that. But generally, devotees prefer not to blame him for giving people free will, because along with the free will, he also gives good instructions how they should use their free will. So it's hard to blame him, although he is the supreme controller. It's like a father. Father has children and he raises them and he gives them good advice, but if they misbehave, it's difficult to blame the father. He tried his best, he gave them good instruction, but sometimes they're just rebels. And anyway, if they do make disturbances, he does take action. It's not that God just allows them to go on misbehaving. He gives response. His response is described in Bhagavad Gita. Yakshastu vidim utsrija vartate kamakarta. He said, for those who disobey the instructions of the Shastras, I put them down into lower and lower species. So that's the response. And then, when they're, you know, a little insect or a little worm in the stool, they can't cause so much trouble. Alright, just here. You stay right there in that little, you know, 4 inches worth of ground. You live there. Don't move around. Just stay there. Just stay underground. You just go underground. So that's what happens to sinful people. They get put underground, and then they have to go through millions and millions of different species like that until finally they've paid off their debt, and they're supposed to be then ready to take good advice now and perform religious activities. Human form of life means atato brahma jigyasa. Now you're supposed to inquire about spiritual principles. But if again he wants to become the competitor of God, all right, for one life he can use his energy as he wishes. But then he's again put down. All right, a worm again. Go down for another 8 million lifetimes. So it's, you can't blame God. He gives people free will if they misuse it. And that's their fault. But then he does punish them. So it's not that he's condoning it. He comes personally to say you have to give up all these sinful activities. He sends his devotees, all the shastras are there.
One small question about free will. Does it mean that the people have just free will? Or is it the quality of the jiva forever?
Yeah, true. Everyone has free will forever, eternally. Even in the spiritual world, there's free will. It's not that once one goes back to the spiritual world, his free will is taken away. No. His free will is honored. Always. But the pure devotees, they never misuse their free will. They always use it in a spontaneous, loving way for serving the Lord. That's the proper way to use free will. They're not afraid of having free will because they actually have love for the Lord.
Maharaj, I have a question about this mercy of Lord Chaitanya, because he is called the most munificent incarnation. So does this mean that his mercy means that he gives this Krishna prema to everyone? Or is it that he is especially merciful for those who are placed out or not so perfect in there?
More than you can comprehend his mercy, more than we can even imagine. It's all that you said and much more. Millions and millions of times more than we can even imagine how merciful he is. He's merciful for the spaced out ones, and he's merciful for everyone, and then he's more merciful for everyone, and we can't even imagine how merciful he is. I mean, look at us. What was our qualification for learning about Radha Krishna? What was our qualification for getting the highest transcendental reward? Our qualification was we just engaged in nonsense activities. But it was the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and his representatives. Therefore, we are examples of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Even now, when the world is in great distress and trying to figure out what to do, we don't have any problems. We're free. We're prepared. We're trained. Therefore, we're not disturbed. We know that these things are supposed to happen in Kali Yuga. And we know the solution. Now we have to give it more and more. I feel this is a very important time for devotees to take the opportunity to offer their services more, because they'll be more appreciated. Because the rest of the world is simply bewildered. They don't know what to do. Only the devotees have the solution. And we don't have to water it down. We don't have to try to make it more palatable for them. No, you present it as it is. As Prabhupada didn't water it down, he gave us the full dose of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Some people will take it, maybe some won't, that's alright. But at least those who are intelligent, they'll take it. So better you do like that than to water it down. Because if you water it down, then it won't have any potency. In other words, you don't have to compromise. There's a story about a man, and he was very hungry. So it was against his religion to eat sinful things, but he was so hungry that he thought, well, maybe let me. So he went to this sinful man, outcast, who was eating untouchable things, and he said, he begged for him, please, can you give me something to eat? I'm so hungry. So he gave him something, but he only gave him a little bit. He said, can you give me more? I said, no, that's all. So then the man lamented afterward, I lost my caste, I lost my religious principles, and still my stomach is not full. So if you compromise, you give away something, the best thing, you exchange it for something that's of no value, then you get something of no value and you gave away the most valuable thing. So we have the most valuable thing. Pure Anya Bilashita Shuddha Bhakti. Pure devotional service. And we shouldn't trade it in for anything less than Shuddha Bhakti. We don't want Misra Bhakti, Karma Misra Bhakti, or Jnana Misra Bhakti. A lot of people nowadays talking about, yes, let's have some Karma Misra Bhakti. Let's have a little sense gratification. Let's not be fanatics. And the other one is, let's have some Jnana Misra Bhakti. Why do we have to just accept everything verbatim in the Shastras? Why can't we, you know, embellish it with our own? We have intelligence. Why can't we give our own opinions too? So that's Jnana Misra Bhakti. But we don't want either one of these. We want pure Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhagata Charanarenu Bhajana Anukula. And you get Shuddha Bhakti by taking the dust from the lotus feet of the pure devotees, putting it on your head. That's the only way you get it. Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Bhayachiki. Any other questions? Yes.
And what came to give love to God?
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaudaure Pushpavanto Chitra Shandautamo. Yes, you can't take Lord Chaitanya and reject Nityananda. And you can't take Nityananda and reject Lord Chaitanya. You have to accept both brothers. Gorni Tai Ki Jai.
Jai.
Any other questions? Thank you very much.